Hey there, rubber ducklings. Welcome back to Rubber Duck Radio. I'm Tim Williams.
And I'm Paul Mason. Episode 15. You know, by episode 15, you'd think we'd run out of things to be annoyed about, and yet the internet just keeps providing.
The well of frustration is deep and endlessly renewable. It's like geothermal energy, but for opinions. So how was your week, Paul? What's got you fired up?
You know, I spent way too much time on Twitter this week. Are we still calling it Twitter? Like the kind of doom scrolling where you read a take and think, have you actually used this thing? Or are you just like summarizing someone else's summary of a blog post they skimmed?
Oh, I know exactly the takes you're talking about. And honestly, this has been living in my head rent-free for weeks now. I've realized I can tell exactly where someone is on the AI learning curve. I mean, precisely based on what they complain about on X.
Oh, this is going to be good. Go on, lay out the taxonomy.
I'm serious, though. You see someone post RAG is dead or MCP is over, and before you even read the rest of the thread, you already know exactly what stage they're at. It's like a diagnostic tool, better than any benchmark. And the thing is, they're not entirely wrong, but they're wrong in the specific way that tells you they're standing at mile marker 2 of a marathon and declaring the race is over.
Okay, so we're doing this. We're doing the I can tell where you are on the Dunning-Kruger curve based on your AI hot takes episode. I'm here for it.
We are absolutely doing this because RAG isn't dead, MCP isn't dead, but if you think they are, that tells me something very specific about your experience with them. And it's almost always the same story. So today we're going to break down what RAG and MCP actually are, why they're so widely misunderstood, and more importantly, why the people declaring them dead are usually standing on first base thinking they hit a home run.
All right. So we're starting with RAG then, because I've got thoughts from the trenches, some of them learned the hard way, as usual.
Let's do it. But first, let me set the stage, because you can't understand why the hot takes are wrong until you understand what people are actually getting wrong. And the pattern is so predictable, Paul, I could practically build a flow chart.
Yeah?
Here's the thing. When most people say RAG, what they're picturing is one very specific implementation. User asks a question, you run a vector search against some chunk documents. You grab the top 3 or 5 results, you stuff them into the system prompt, the LLM synthesizes an answer. That's it, that's the whole mental model. And look, that works for a certain class of problems. At a certain scale, it's genuinely useful. Nobody's arguing that. But here's where the learning curve kicks in. If you think that's all RAG is, if you think retrieval augmented generation is synonymous with vector search plus prompt stuffing, then of course you're going to hit a wall. Of course you're going to declare it dead because you built the Hello World version and then tried to use it in production. And when it failed badly, as it should have, you didn't think I need to go deeper. You thought the whole paradigm is broken. Let's actually dissect the term retrieval augmented generation, 3 words. And each one opens up an enormous design space that the RAG is dead crowd has usually never explored. Retrieval, that doesn't just mean vector search. Retrieval is, how do you get the right information into the context window? That could be vector search, sure. But it could also be keyword search, hybrid search, structured queries against a database, API calls, graph traversal, recursive retrieval, agentic retrieval, where the model decides what to retrieve and when. The retrieval step alone is an entire engineering discipline, and you haven't even gotten to the other 2 words yet.
In other words, literally every agent and chat platform has a retrieval layer unless it's working exclusively from its training data, which is nearly useless.
Augmented. This isn't just add the search results to the prompt. Augmentation covers re-ranking, filtering, summarization, citation tracking, chunking strategies, metadata enrichment, multi-step reasoning, where retrieval results from step one inform what you retrieve in step two. I mean, the augmentation layer is where all the craft lives. It's the difference between here's some stuff I found and here's the precise context you need to answer this question correctly. Generation. Even that's not as simple as people think, because the generation quality is entirely dependent on the first two steps: garbage retrieval, garbage augmentation, garbage output. So when someone says RAG is dead, what they usually mean is, I tried the simplest possible version of retrieval, I didn't do any augmentation to speak of, and the generation was bad. Yeah, obviously.
Okay, so I feel seen right now, because I've been on both sides of this. I've built the simple version. Oh, cool, I'll just chunk these docs, throw them in Pinecone, and magic happens. And then I've also been the person debugging that 6 months later, going, why is this returning completely irrelevant stuff?
All right, so that's RAG. Now let's talk about MCP, because the learning curve tell on MCP is, honestly, it's even sharper, and I see it constantly. Here's what happens. Someone discovers MCP. They think, this is amazing. I can give my agent access to everything. So they wire up 20 tools, GitHub, API, Slack, their database, Jira, email, all of it. And for about 5 minutes, it feels like magic. And then the agent gets dumb. Like noticeably dumber, starts forgetting things, starts hallucinating tools it doesn't even have.
Yes, I've been there right after MCP got hot in 2025.
And the reason is context window pollution. When you stuff the system prompt with 20 tool definitions, each with parameter schemas, descriptions, examples, you're eating a massive chunk of the context window before the conversation even starts. The agent has less working memory for the actual task, so it gets confused. It loses the thread. It tries to call tools that don't make sense for the current problem. And here's where the learning curve tell happens. The developer hits this wall and thinks MCP is broken, or worse, MCP is dead, when what they've actually discovered is that context windows are finite and tool selection needs to be intentional. That's not an MCP problem. That's a system design problem. Yeah, and this is where the pushback has gotten really interesting. So the counter argument that's gained traction is, just let the agent write code instead. Give it primitives, Linux commands, CLI access, basic file system operations, and let the agent compose exactly what it needs. Instead of 20 predefined tools, it writes a script. And honestly, for a lot of use cases, this is genuinely better, more flexible, more precise, less context pollution. But here's where the MCP is dead crowd makes their mistake. They assume every agent has access to a CLI. They assume every environment is a Linux box where the agent can just spin up a subtross and do its thing. That's not the world most software lives in. Think about an agent embedded in a SaaS product. Think about an agent that needs to interact with third-party APIs that require OAuth, with specific scopes, rate limits, and audit trails. Think about enterprise environments where the agent shouldn't have raw CLI access. It should have scoped, auditable, authenticated access to specific capabilities. That's exactly what MCP was designed for. So here's the balanced take. CLI-first agent workflows are powerful. For the right use case, development, system administration, anything where the agent is operating in an environment it fully controls, letting it write code against primitives is elegant. Fewer tools, less context pollution, more flexibility. But MCP isn't dead just because CLI workflows exist. MCP is the right tool when you need authenticated, scoped, auditable access to external capabilities. The only wrong point of view, and this is what drives me up the wall, is the dogmatic one. MCP is dead. CLI is a toy. Never use tools. Always use tools. It's the same pattern we saw with RAG. Someone hit a limitation, overfit to their specific experience, and declared the entire paradigm obsolete. That's not engineering. That's vibes-based architecture.
Vibes-based architecture. I'm stealing that. But yeah, I've built systems both ways, and the thing is, neither one is universally right. I've had projects where CLI access was perfect. The agent could inspect the code base, run tests, check logs, clean, simple, powerful. And I've had projects where we needed the structured tool definitions and auth layer that MCP provides. Because you can't just hand an agent root access to a production SaaS platform and say, figure it out. So, speaking of CLI workflows, I've got to share something I stumbled into recently. And I'm probably late to the party on this, but it's been a genuine game changer for how I work with agents.
Oh, what'd you find?
TMUX. Yeah, I know. I can hear every senior engineer listening right now going, congratulations, you discovered terminal multiplexers. Welcome to 1995. But hear me out.
I mean, I've been using TMUX for years, but please sell me on why it's new to you. I genuinely want to hear this.
Okay, so I was listening to the Syntax podcast. Wes and Scott were talking about their terminal setups, and they mentioned TMUX. And I'd heard of it, obviously, but I'd always thought of it as this, like, sysadmin thing. You SSH into a server, you run TMUX so your session doesn't die. Cool, whatever. But then I actually tried it for my local dev workflow, and the thing that clicked, the thing that made me go, oh, was running multiple agent sessions in different panes, side by side. One agent running tests, another one refactoring a module, and I can watch both of them in real time.
Huh. You know, I've used TMUX for years, but I've never actually thought about it as an agent dashboard. That's interesting.
Right? And it gets better because the agents I'm running, they're using CLI tools, right? They're writing code, running commands, checking logs. And with TMUX, I can have one window where the agent is working, another window where I'm monitoring the logs it's generating, and a third window where I'm running git diff to see what it actually changed. All at once. No tab switching, no losing context. And the killer feature, sessions. I can detach from an agent session, go grab lunch, come back, reattach, and everything is exactly where I left it. The agent's still running. The output's still there. It's like, you know how in the Matrix they just jack in and everything's waiting for them? It's that, but for terminal workflows.
The Matrix comparison is, I'll allow it, barely. But you're actually touching on something really important that I don't think enough developers think about. When you're working with agents, especially when you've got multiple agents doing different things, your environment becomes your interface. And most developers are still treating the terminal like a single-threaded tool.
Exactly. And here's the thing that really sold me. I've started using TMUX sessions for different contexts. I've got one session for my agent that's doing code review, one for the agent that's writing tests, one for my own manual work. And if I need to switch contexts, boom, detach, reattach, done. It's like having multiple desktops, but for your terminal.
You know what this reminds me of? Back when I was first learning Docker and I realized I could spin up entire environments with one command, that same feeling of, oh, I've been doing this the hard way for years. I'm happy for you, man. Genuinely.
Thank you for not roasting me for being a decade late to TMUX. But here's my actual point, and this ties back to what we were saying about CLI workflows for agents. Tools like TMUX make the CLI-first approach viable in a way that just opening 5 terminal tabs doesn't. It's not the same thing. The persistence, the session management, the ability to organize, it changes how you think about what's possible.
And that's actually the perfect note to land on, because that's the thread that runs through this whole episode. RAG, MCP, CLI workflows, TMUX. The tools aren't the point. The mental model is the point. When someone says RAG is dead or MCP is over or TMUX is just for sysadmins, what they're really saying is, I have a narrow mental model and I stopped exploring.
Yeah, that's actually it. That's the whole episode right there.
We should probably wrap it up then. All right, rubber ducklings, here's your moral of the story. The next time you see a hot take declaring that something is dead, whether it's RAG, MCP, or whatever the thing is next week, ask yourself, is this paradigm actually dead? Or did this person just hit the limits of their current understanding and confuse that with the limits of the technology? Because the learning curve is real. We're all on it somewhere. The difference is whether you treat every wall you hit as a failure of the entire approach, or whether you recognize it as a sign that you've reached the edge of what you know so far, and there's more to learn.
And future you will thank present you for staying curious instead of getting dogmatic. That's mine. I'm keeping
it's that. It's a good one. This has been Rubber Duck Radio. I'm Tim Williams.
And I'm Paul Mason. Go check out TMUX, seriously, even if Tim silently judges you for being late to it.
No judgment, only enthusiasm. See you next time, ducklings.